The Summer Small Biz Showcase is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors who are among the top 1-5% in Arizona, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. We look forward to you becoming a part of our unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. This is our Summer Small Biz Showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun and introducing you to good people doing good business and good things. And I like to start the show with a little Joel Osteen joke, because they're short and they're clean and they're funny and cute. So I heard about this airplane that was about to crash, and there was 4 passengers, but only 3 parachutes. And the first passenger said, "I'm a leading heart surgeon. My patients need me." So he grabbed the first parachute and he jumped. Second passenger said, "Well, I'm a rocket scientist and I'm one of the smartest men in the world. My country needs me." So he took the second parachute and he jumped. And the third passenger was Pope John Paul. And he said to the fourth passenger, a little 10-year-old Boy Scout, "Son, I'm old and frail. You take the parachute." The Boy Scout said, "That's okay, sir. There's still 2 parachutes left. The world's smartest man jumped out with my backpack." See, Tim, that's funny, right?
That is funny. That's very good.
It's cute and it's funny and it's quick. And I got a chance to do a little different voices in there. So I'm practicing my voiceover work. So maybe I can get a side gig. You know what I mean?
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. Like I saw a little snippet today and they were talking about video games. And they said, "Well, we need voiceover people." I said, "Oh, I could do like a video game voiceover. How fun would that be?" You know?
Absolutely.
But let's get on with the show, boys and girls. So today's guest is Tim O'Neill. He's the owner of AZ Property Inspections, and Tim is going to go over some very interesting tips and some things to be aware of in your house that are probably out of sight, out of mind, but they're there and they can really cause some problems. So Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Michelle. I'm really good. And what I wanted to talk about today were dryer vents, of all things, believe it or not. Most people have a dryer, and you have that lint catcher in the dryer. And technically, you're supposed to empty the lint catcher out before you do your next load of laundry inside the dryer. Well, a lot of people don't realize that the lint catcher only catches half the lint. The other half of the lint goes out the dryer line, which is perfectly okay. The problem there, though, is that it builds up over time inside the line and sometimes at the termination point, which is the dryer lint or the dryer vent cap at the end of the line, whether that be up on the roof or on the side of the house. And dryer vents, believe it or not, are one of the leading causes of house fires in America. Something like 15,500 fires a year from lint and dryer vents. Something like 310 deaths a year from dryer vents. Most people, they just never even think about them, but they should be cleaned out at least once every couple of years, believe it or not. because of the lint buildup.
You got the dryer and you got the hose from the dryer. So you got to pull the dryer out and then take the line apart and get in there somehow. Or is it something that you could do on your own? You got to have somebody do it. I mean, what's the best way to go about that?
Yeah. And you can, Michelle, you can do it yourself, but you really have to have some time to do it. You have to know kind of what you're doing. And realistically, the most important part would be to have the proper machine to do it. And usually, believe it or not, one of the proper machines is a shop vac. A shop vac, reason being is that a shop vac can suck and it can blow out also. And it's very powerful, typically. And to do what we're talking about justice, to actually do a good job in cleaning out your dryer vent line, you would need a fairly powerful shop vac. But there are many handymen around the valley that have something like that and have done this many times. There are duct cleaning companies. I know that there's one out there. If you bring them in to clean your ducts, your HVAC ducts, your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning ducts, they will literally clean your dryer vent for free. I've heard that the cost, if you have somebody do it, it's between $150 and $350 in that range. But it's so important because nobody really thinks about it, but yet it accounts for so many fires and loss of life because the fact that dryer lint is so combustible. It's so very combustible, and it's easy to ignite it, and it certainly accumulates in your line and at the cap where it exits the house. And so it's a very important thing to do, but most people, they just don't think about it.
Well, I'm guilty of that. I've lived in my house for 14 years and I've never cleaned if someone did it, they did it in the middle of the night when I wasn't home, and it would have been a nice surprise. So I know that I never wrote a check to have it done, and I personally didn't do it. So it's never been done. So I think I've got a problem there, Tim. I think I've got a big problem.
Which is why I bring it up today, Michelle. This is it. You know, I teach about this in my realtor classes, and the real estate agents in my classes, I mean, the look on their faces is like, oh my God, I never thought about this. But it's so true and it's so important. And I see this every day doing home inspections where, yeah, there's just a buildup at the termination point at the cap on the side or the top of the house. And if it's built up there, it's usually big time built up inside the line that gets to that point, and it's just such a hazard, but very, very few people like yourself think about things like that. And as a matter of fact, I took my own advice. I used to do it every couple of years on my dryer here where I live, and I've lived in this house for, about 20 years now. Finally took my own advice, and I finally got to it again at my house about a year ago, and I must have come out after cleaning out the line with a large shoebox. I'm just trying to give you a reference of size, but a large shoebox full of lint. And then there was a dead bird in there too. I don't know how it in there.
Oh my God. I didn't expect that coming at me today at all. That's really funny. So, well, maybe because if it was cold, he knew that that's where the insulation was, right? So, or he was trying to get out of the heat and he went inside and he was like, oh my God, the insulation killed me. Well, that's great.
Believe it or not, it does happen quite often where if you have a dryer vent line like I do, it actually exits the side of the house. A lot of birds, a small bird, like finches and things like that, if there's an opening there at all, they'll go in there and they'll nest inside there. And then sometimes they can't get back out again. I would assume when the dryer's on, they'd probably vacate until then. And as soon as the dryer's back off again, they go back in. So yeah, just such a hazard. And that's why I bring it up today. I think it's so important that people at least consider it. And if you don't have the means to do it, you know, yourself, definitely just call a handyman or call a duct cleaning company. They do this all day, every day, and it's so, so important.
It's never even crossed my mind. I mean, I've heard about the fire hazard before, but I didn't put two and two together that the fire hazard was because the lines were clogged. Because if you think about where your utility room is and your laundry room is in your house versus where that vent is attached somewhere to the outside, I know at least in my house, there's a heck of a lot of, I guess it's a pipe of some sort. It's got to be, it's far. It's a far distance to get from where the laundry room is in the middle of the house to the outside. So there's all this kind of stuff build up all in there. So So it's almost like you, and I don't even know if this is realistic, but it's almost like you need a home inspection once a year to figure out, I mean, if you can afford to do it, it's the smartest thing that you could possibly ever do. Is it would bring awareness to that. Maybe then you would say, okay, well, then I need to get this, this, and this done. We all have busy lives that we're doing whatever we do. And you go, oh my God, it's been a year and a half. I didn't even think it's gone. You know, time goes by fast, especially as we get a little older here in our years. And, you know, you don't realize, oh my God, it's already the middle of June. And these are things that are important. So I'm thinking that it's smart to maybe, like I said, if they can afford to do it, almost get a home inspection at least once a year. Do you have clients that have actually taken that route because they really see the value in it?
We do. We do. What we've been actually seeing a lot lately over the last few years are seller inspections. Basically, these are people that want to put their house up for sale, but they want to find out what's going on with it before they put it up for sale. Because, you know, yeah, when they put it up for sale, and if somebody's interested in buying it, those people are going to come in with their inspector, and their inspector is going to come out with a list of things going on with the house. Well, a lot of people, like you said, they're busy. They have lives, and they don't think about, you know, a lot of things that can go on in and around a house. And it helps out tremendously when they have a list that they could work off of now, and before they even put it up on the market, and they can kind of head it off at the pass and get these things taken care of, the dryer vent line just being one of them.
It's so smart, especially because if you're trying to sell the house, you're trying to get top dollar, and we have a very crazy competitive marketplace. And you know that that buyer that comes in is going to want to try to get the house for the lowest possible price. So then he's going to beat you up on something that you could have actually, if you knew it was going to be an issue, either A, they decide not to buy the house, and then you got to go through that whole process again, right, of trying to put it on the market and find a buyer. Or they try to beat you up so much on the price that you go, if I would have just known and I would have done the inspection in advance, I could have cut this thing off at the pass, and maybe it was a $50 fix, but now because you're like, oh, fine, just get it done and I want to be done with it. Now it's $500. Well,
that's
there's
right.
a big difference
exactly.
between 50 and 500. I would like to take the 450 and put it in my pocket, you know?
Exactly.
I will take that all day long.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. Why have them dictate to you what has to be fixed and who has to fix it? Meanwhile, if you know about it, you can have it fixed at your leisure and by whom you please. And you're saving a ton of money because, even on something like this dryer vent line, if we find that it's clogged up, they can say, hey, we want a credit on the house for, I don't know, $1,000 to get this thing taken care of. Meanwhile, it can cost $150, right? You know, but those things happen, right? So,
they happen a lot. They happen a lot.
Yes.
If you haven't had a home inspection in a long time, like myself, it's smart to think about getting one just so you have a laundry list. Even if you, because you're going to go through and you're going to tell them every single thing there's an issue. And some of the stuff I might know, and some of the stuff I'm like, I don't even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole because I already know in order to get it repaired or taken care of, it has at least a comma in it. When things have commas in it, they always become in the long term. And the only reason they really happen is because they have to, you know, like there's a hole in the roof and water's coming in. But until then, you know, we don't have to worry about that. We're good to go. But it's nice to have that list. So maybe you could start working off some of the things that are the low hanging fruit, like some of the things you can do with a handyman or some of the things you could do yourself. And, you know, that deferred maintenance, whether you work on it now or you work on it in a 6 months, a year from now, it's not going to go away. It only gets worse. So at least, you know what I mean? The home inspection allows you to figure out what's going on with the house. And especially, which you brought up a wonderful point, if you're looking to sell your house, you better get one of those done before you even put the sign in the front yard so you can get everything taken care of. And you'll end up saving more money than what the home inspection costs, hands down.
Easily. And really, it's a fact. It is an absolute fact that you will save a ton of money. And really, the home inspection will be mere peanuts compared to what you can save. We find so many things with houses, and some big, some mostly small and medium-sized things. You know, something as easy as a cover plate on an outlet. Sometimes, you know, they're made out of plastic for the most part anymore.
Dollar at the
years
store.
Ago, They're 89 cents down at the hardware store, and it's one little screw. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's just a screw. That's it. Anybody can do it. Literally anybody can do it. And meanwhile, yeah, if they find, you know, missing or damaged or cracked cover plates on either the switches or the outlets around the house, they could say, okay, we want $500 for this because we're going to hire an electrician to do this. Meanwhile, any handyman worth his salt can do something like that for all of, you could probably do the entire house with all of the covers for $50, you know, so, I mean, really. So
you're also stirring the pot, too. So now they're going to think, okay, well, if this small thing was not important to them, well, then maybe they neglected the other things with their house, and maybe they're not a good homeowner. And maybe, so now let's dig a little deeper and find out what other careless things that these bad homeowners, now all of a sudden you're like the worst homeowner on the planet, and everything about your house is bad, even though that they want to buy it. So it's almost like don't give them any ammo in order to take it to the next level where at the end of the day, the transaction has issues or there's delays or worse, it costs you more money. So it's almost like be proactive because you want to have the upper hand whenever you're doing any type of transaction, buy or sell. So whatever role you're playing, well, put your best foot forward. You know, it makes a hell of a lot of sense to me.
Totally agree. Really. It's so well worth it. And like you said, if you've been in the house for a long time, there's a real, real good chance. You don't know what's going on up in the attic if you have an attic. And, you know, many times I'll be up in the house and the sellers will be there and they'll say, oh, well, you know, about 7 years ago, we had these lights put in above our kitchen area. And I'll say, oh, okay, great. You know, and so sure enough, I go up into the attic above the kitchen area and guess what they're missing now? All of the insulation, the people that put in those lights, they took the insulation and they moved it or they threw it across the attic. And now they've been living without insulation above the entire kitchen because they had these lights put in there. And, you know, most people don't venture into their attic. They don't. And you never know. And now all of a sudden the light bulb goes off when I tell them that, yeah, you have no insulation up there. And they say, oh, that's why it's so hot in here all the time now, you know, mm-hmm. for the last 7 years. You know, it's amazing. And so, yeah, home inspections can really, for nothing else, they can tell you so much about your house. And like you said, you know, the little things, they add up, especially if, in fact, you're going to sell the house. And you're right, you know, it might actually lead to a buyer saying, hey, these are the little things that you have ignored in your house. What else have you ignored? What major systems have you ignored?
There's certain little tricks that some of the agents, depending on who they are, then they tell you, they look for certain things because they know that then that's an indicator of something else. The AC filters, you know, you're supposed to change them every 30 days or so. Our preferred agents that we work with, they brought to my attention. They said, you know, we really just look at that because then we know that there might be other issues with that. And she goes, you'd be surprised. I've gone into houses before where the stuff hasn't been changed. And there's other things then that I noticed because it was all related. And it's something very, very simple. But, you know, like I said, we get busy. We forget about those kind of things. We're going to talk about that on the next show. And then I know that we were going to talk about termites, but I'm thinking we save that for one of your special segments because there's a lot of things to go over with termites. I remember when I first started selling real estate, I think it was one of the real estate classes I took. Now, I'm dating myself. It was like 22 years ago. And I remember the instructor saying, well, termites, unless you're from here, you think termites is like the cartoon where you've got the little guy and all of a sudden he eats the house. Within 2 minutes, the house is gone. Well, it doesn't work like that here. That's only on the cartoons, you know, because you see him spinning around and boom, the house is gone. But they'd always say, well, it's Arizona, termites. Either you got them or you're going to get them. It's just because we're on termite dirt. I mean, underneath us is, I think it's millions and millions of termite tunnels and their whole freeway system. And that's where they all live. So it's just a matter of time. But if you're good with coming back on to do that as a special segment, I think because that's kind of important, people really get scared of termites when it's in the house. And I'm sure you've seen that happen a lot, but it's really not a big deal at all. So I think that we should really spend some quality time going over that because it really might diffuse some people's apprehensions about buying a house with termites because it's really, it means nothing.
Yes, it means something, although they're so prevalent here. They, you know, subterranean termites are the most prevalent animal around here. They really are. And yes, like you said, there are millions of them underground, and they're just looking for a place to come up and eat our houses. But yes, since we're home inspectors and we're also termite inspectors, we do pretty much say 95% of our home inspections include a termite inspection. So we do a lot of termite inspections, and I'd be more than happy to come on and talk to you about that, because there's a lot to tell the audience about termites. There really is. There's so much to talk about in regards to termites.
That's a whole nother show. And like I said, because people are so scared of these termites, we want to diffuse that situation, because especially now where you've got inventory issues, there's not a lot of houses to choose from. So if now all of a sudden you're not going to buy a house because it has termites, whoa, and everything else is kind of almost right on that wish list, don't worry about the termites. That's the least of your concern. It's almost like, oh, well, let's not get this one. Wait to the next one. There might not be a next one. You know what I mean? I don't want people to have then any of that stigmatism in their head. So then let's do that. If you're good with that, we're going to have a termite special the next one. So Tim, why don't you give any lasting little hints or little tidbits, something that someone can have as a takeaway right here at the end of the show, and then give your contact information, please.
You had mentioned it before, a good tidbit, especially this time of year, is to change your filters. And you had basically alluded to that before. You are supposed to change them every 30 days. And believe it or not, think about this. The filter is not there to clean your air. It is not. It is not there to clean your air. Everybody thinks that that is the case. The filter is actually there to help keep what they call the evaporative coils inside your air handler, which is part of your HVAC, your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. The filter is there to help keep that clean. The cleaner that is, the more efficient the machine runs. It costs you less in electricity and money if, in fact, you keep it clean. And so that's why you should keep your filters clean, and you should check them at least once a month. And if they don't need to be replaced, all good, they'll need to be replaced 30 days after that. So it's so important, for sure, without a doubt. So that's the tidbit for today. I am Tim O'Neill with AZ Property Inspections. We are a multi-inspector firm here doing home inspections and termite inspections all around the valley. Find us at inspectionsaz.com.
I appreciate you providing that information and helping out our listeners, because I have a full page of notes and we weren't even on the air that long. So I'm excited to have you come back on. There's a couple things that once we finish this, I need to go check on myself. Like I need to go change my air filter, and I'm going to look behind the dryer just to see, because I don't want to think about it, but obviously this weekend there needs to be some sort of movement on doing that, but I'm going to take a little peek at it. So Tim, I appreciate you coming on. I look forward to having you back on the show very, very soon. Great information, Tim. I really appreciate it. So thank you very much for coming on.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to Everything Home, our summer small biz showcase series, where we are introducing you to good people doing good business and good things. We were speaking with Tim O'Neill, the owner of AZ Property Inspections, and whoa, did I get a rude awakening on things that I need to have done in my own home. And I am going to go check out that dryer vent right now. I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to send it to Tim. And depending on how bad it is, I'm going to perhaps post it on the website. Tim's information and show and all of our guests' information and show is listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. Check it out. Start using it as a resource. The amount of information is amazing. The people that are on there, they are truly doing some exceptional work and providing a great service. All the information on there is free. You can also listen to us and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Player FM, and Blog Talk Radio. Tim is going to be one of our expert contributors. Tim will be back on the show very soon, and we're going to be talking about those termites. Make it a great day, everybody.